You're listening to SBS News.
With New South Wales currently testing more than 90,000 people a day in a bid to track the Delta variant spread, health authorities are still hampered by the time it takes to get test results. An antigen test, also known as a rapid test, is a faster, cheaper, but less effective way to help determine who has COVID. Dr. Peter Collignon from the Australian National University says it works very differently to the current test, the PCR nasal swab, and can be taken at home with results in just 15 minutes.
Well, rapid antigen testing is looking at the part of the outside of the virus rather than the genetic material. And it's not too dissimilar to what we use for pregnancy tests, for instance, where you have a filter paper essentially and you see a line that comes up if you, you know, have the right reaction there.
A study led by Oxford University found rapid tests can be up to 95% accurate for symptomatic cases, but that rate drops to less than 60% for people showing no symptoms. Australian pathologists, though, believe its true accuracy is actually much lower. Dr. Lynn Waring, the chair of the Royal College of Pathologists of Australasia, warns the higher a community's infectious rate is, the less reliable rapid tests become.
If you were to use them and, assume our prevalence in Australia happened to be about 0.5%, I'm hoping it doesn't get to that level, but if it ever did, the worry would be that you would actually have false positives. So you would get like an extra 7 in 10 to 9 in 10 that the test would call positive that actually aren't positive.
Rapid tests are available across Europe, the United Kingdom and the United States, where they can be bought at supermarkets, pharmacies and even petrol stations. There is a push in Australia for the federal government to do the same. This week, New South Wales announced it will trial rapid testing at high-risk places like work sites and high schools, but not yet at aged care centres or hospitals. Dr. Collignon sees it being eventually used in a complementary fashion to the nasal swab.
We've got to remember this is an additional thing, not a substitute for the PCR test. If we really want to find all the cases and make sure they're quarantine isolated, PCR is what we have to rely on. But for instance, this can be a way of getting a rapid result while you're waiting for the PCR test.
But Dr. Waring believes at this stage the science is not decided and the tests should not yet be introduced.
Them in a closed population, there may be ways of using them, and I know we are looking at that and we should look at that, but we shouldn't just let the gate open and let the horses go out in the paddock because we don't know what's out there. We need to be really cautious whatever we do, and we need to be very, very evidence-based, follow what we learned. We can't take chances in this pandemic.
While the tests are approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Australia's leaders are still hesitant to rely on them, even partly for now. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Omar Dehan, SBS News.